Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Today, 40 Catholic institutions are pulling their money out of fossil fuels. We don't know the exact amount, but it's expected to be the largest faith-based divestment and adds to a global trend. Investors have already pulled trillions of dollars out of oil, coal, and gas. Bishop Jeff Davis is with the Diocese of South Africa, who are divesting roughly $300,000.
We can make lots of money out of fossil fuels, we know, but we've got to stop doing so. We've got to turn from that. And so we want to invest our money in renewable energy. And that's because we believe God has given us the answer. It's blowing in the wind, I always say, and shining on us every day.
What kind of impact do you think that this divestment from 40 Catholic institutions is going to have? I mean, clearly it's not going to take all the money out of fossil fuels.
I think it's always the minorities that who set the example, who show the way forward. And we've got to show that what we're facing is a deeply moral issue, the deep value principles, and we've got to show the way ahead, which is to move away from fossil fuels.
Who is that message aimed at? I mean, clearly the Pope has talked about the importance of the environment, and yet you've seen America saying they're going to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Treaty.
Trump said he was wanting to pull out because it was bad for American business. But I think the hurricanes and the wildfires they've had have been far more costly than any money he's going to make out of reopening coal-fired power stations. And so we are wanting to motivate all faiths to say, come on, we have got to care for and look after this planet.
Bishop Jeff Davis in Cape Town.